Undernutrition, it has been said, is an indicator of the worst form of poverty. 165 million children in the world today suffer from stunting and its lifelong consequences on their personal development. I am director for sustainable growth and development. So we can say no sustainable growth and development without good nutrition. Just to add for Bob Marley. Aware of the enormous burden that it poses for millions of individuals and the development of their countries, the development of the societies, the EU and the Commission has placed the fight against undernutrition very high on the development agenda. Last year, Commissioner Andris Piebalgs announced the EU's commitment to support countries in reducing stunting in children under five by 7 million by 2025. So this is a clear figure, this is a very clear commitment. By doing this, the Commission has taken an unprecedented level of commitment among the donor community and has shown the way for others to pledge for measurable and time-bound targets in stunting reduction. I would invite this August gathering, these 2 days, to elaborate very, very clear indicator and time-bound targets. That's what the world is asking us to do. So let's have the analysis, let's have the talk, let's have the discussion, and then let's go straight to targets and indicators. Following this announcement, we have worked very intensely to develop an EU policy framework to work in this direction. And we published a communication, Enhancing Maternal and Child Nutrition in External Assistance, which has been approved and adopted by the European Council, the Ministers of Development of 28 Member States, and I salute all the representatives of the EU Member States in the room today. They approved this on the 28th May, so it's very relatively young and new, and of course we have consulted duly FIO, the other Rome-based agency, but also WHO in the elaboration of this policy. Now the policy needs the money, and we committed to achieve this target, we committed 3.5 billion between 2014 and 2020. So we are trying to see a target, 7 billion reduction of stunting children, 3.5 billion euro allocated for this task between 2014 and 2020. With the many demands around the developing countries that we receive every day, we are in programming phase during these weeks, and we do receive a lot of demands, and our commitment is also to ownership and clear partnership. So we have to respect and we have to listen. And I tell you, it's not so obvious that countries suffering from malnutrition, they come to us asking money for malnutrition. It's not so obvious. My distinguished colleagues, now, what does it take for all of us, the key players, to attain our global targets in stunting reduction? I would like to concentrate on this because it's particularly defamatory for the humanity. Stunting is a defamatory item for human beings. I see three main areas where we can make a difference. First, and this was said by the DG just now, we need to maintain a high level of political commitment. Without that, I think, as I mentioned right now, we will go to other priorities. We will go to GDP growth. That's the very quick one. And we forget that GDP growth without fighting malnutrition will very, very short-sized and will end very quickly. So I totally endorse, Director General, your call for political commitment. And we are glad to see so many people in the room making the difference. We have come a long way on this, with an increasing number of donors committing to invest more in nutrition and countries committing to national stunting targets. This has been, to a great extent, the result of scaling up nutrition movement efforts that we fully support, but much more remains to be done. Second, we need to scale up our funding for nutrition at large. This can be done directly through nutrition-specific interventions or by making sectors such as food security or water and sanitation do more for nutrition. You recall in 2007-2008 the big crisis on the food prices. Well, we have done an analysis, not alone. We have done that with David and the others at the time. And we discovered that for certain reasons, during the late 90s, beginning of the 2000 years, we forgot a bit agriculture. That was a neglected priority, Director General. That crisis was a wake-up call for all of us. I am very proud to announce that in our dialogue with countries, we have now 49 countries in which food security and nutrition are focal sectors of our upcoming cooperation of the European Union. That is the result of that crisis, a wake-up call. And I'm very happy to tell you that these 49 countries have decided to invest on this with the assistance of the European Union. Finally, the need to expand our knowledge. Noel Beige, I salute what Executive Director Trudsen said about the waste of food, but also how to use this waste. How can we be smarter in recycling, smarter in using, smarter in distributing, so that we expand our knowledge and we apply research to identify the most cost-effective pathways to have an impact on nutrition. In all these three areas, organizations like FAO, WHO, but also WFP and IFAD, of course, must play a key role. The EU sees them as strategic allies at global and country level to support advocacy efforts for nutrition. I repeat, is not self-explanatory that countries suffering from nutrition do not request assistance for that very objective. You are instrumental in helping the community, in building capacity, and also to pass the messages to relevant ministries. I'm in charge of sustainable growth and development, and I say it, without a good, well-nourished workforce, we can't do it. Expo 2015 was evoked in Milan, will be a very important step for all of us to check the temperature. We must also look in nutrition with an innovative lens and explore the potential for collaboration through partnerships with the private sector. I do remember at FIO, every year, every now and then, we repeat how much investments we need in agriculture and from the private sector. And where are the figures? Risk factors are addressed, not all of them. Are addressed the factors that lead to less than optimal trade market in the world, not less. So we really call, again, FIO, the other agencies, and WHO to build long-standing relationship with the private sector that is willing to do that. And I know that recently we have seen moves from big companies in the private sector towards this direction, with a more corporate responsibility approach to their role, to their profit making. I would like to close. In this sense, the discussion of the Sustainable Development Goals that will take shape very soon and will be concluded in 2015 will deliver a number of indicators and goals, but we shall never forget that the center of any action there is the human being. I would like to end by inviting all of you to use this preparatory meeting and the experts in the room that will continue the technical meetings to come up with new solutions, partnerships and initiatives building on the pledges and the commitments, very solid in terms of money and in terms of targets that I mentioned and other colleagues will mention. Together, we can all make undernutrition a thing of the past. Thank you very much.